Hey, I'm Tyler Yaremchuk, and welcome to another edition of Inside the Crew on BTIHockey.com and the Win Column Sports Network, and a busy, busy week around the Sherwood Park Crusaders. They weren't in Sherwood Park. They had their first real long road trip of the season, doing a 3-3 through the South Division over the weekend. We will recap those games. The top line continues to roll as well. The team made a trade. We got some news from NHL Central Scouting, and a certain Crusaders defenseman got a bit of hardware from the league, so we'll get to all that. But first, let's go through the three games we saw this weekend. And it started on Friday with a 5-2 W over Banff, or over Canmore, the game being played in Banff in this one. Apparently just a rockin' arena there as well. Obviously, Banff is a little bit, just a little bit of a party town, and they certainly lived up to that during the game. I talked to a whole bunch of people who made the trip out to Banff with the Crusaders, and yeah, it was the rink was rocking, and so were the Crusaders in this one, out shooting the Eagles 40-29. Carter Guylander made 27 saves in the 5-2 victory. They were propelled by 3 second period goals, and the captain, Arjun Atwal, the number one scorer in the AJHL, had 3 points. The top line was Zapernick and Savoy, which is something I will keep track of all season, obviously, combined for 7 points in this one. And the team improved to 8-0 on the year. Them and Brooks were the only two undefeated teams in the league heading into action on Saturday. And then that streak ended against the Okotoks Oilers. 3 second period goals by Okotoks was enough to propel them to a 3-2 victory. Sherwood Park going just 1-for-5 on the power play, while Okotoks managed to go 2-for-4 in that second period. Speaking of that second period, there were 8 10-minute misconducts given out to the Sherwood Park Crusaders in that one. Maybe the case of a referee wanting to be the storyline a little bit, or letting something go to his head a bit too much. In total, there were 190 penalty minutes handed out in this game. It certainly got a little bit out of hand. Early in the third period, it looked like the Crusaders might have a comeback in them to keep their undefeated run alive. Carter Savoy scored just 3 minutes in, but it just wasn't there. They were outshot 14-4 in the third period, outshot 37-7 as well. The flu bug's going around the team. Guys are banged up. It's that kind of first road trip. They had to lose eventually, I think, is kind of where I'm getting with this. You weren't going to go 58-0 or 55-0, however many games they're playing this season with the adjusted schedule. So you had to drop one eventually. That Okotoks Oilers team, that is a hell of a group down there. And they kind of took it to a Crusaders team that was maybe not ripe for the picking, but there was an opportunity there for the Oilers, and they took advantage of it. For the Crusaders, I think you just kind of shrug it off, and that's exactly what we saw them do the next night. They head out to Olds to take on the Grizzlies, and they respond with a dominant performance. They outshoot Olds 44-24. Guylander goes 22-for-24 again, and they win the game 7-2. Carter Savoy responds with a big hat trick. 4 goals in those 2 games for him. The top line had 10 points, but I really, really liked some depth performances in this one. 2 assists for Ty Mueller, and as well for Connor Hart, who was just a preseason freak and has followed it up with some really nice performances in the regular season. Tanner Fincarick had a handful of goals as well. And Brennan McDonald is having a strong year as well from the back end, providing just a little bit of a push of offense. He scored his 3rd goal of the year in the win over Olds. He only had 4 all of last season, so to see McDonald kind of find his groove offensively, getting a bit more of an offensive opportunity and completely taking advantage of it. So credit to the D-man from Tampa as well. The depth looked good in that win over Olds. The top line continued to roll as well. Atwal, Savoy, Zapernick are still 1, 2, and 3 in scoring in the AJHL. Atwal, like I said, at the top of that list with 27 points for the Crusaders captain. He is 10 points up on the 4th place Cody Laskowski, which is the highest scoring non-Crusader in the league. He's also a former Crusader. Speaking of former Crusaders, the team made a move over the week as well, sending Zafir Raji to Olds for future considerations. I really liked Zafir in his time here. I know a lot of people did. He made some really good impressions early on this season as well. He appeared in 40 games over the last couple of seasons with the Crew, contributed 13 points, but you just heard me list off Ty Mueller, Tanner Fincarick, Jared White's been great. Obviously there's that top line as well. You're trying to make room for some young pieces, and Raji was, it's, it's a numbers game at this point, right? You don't have ice time for everyone. And I think Zafir Rodgy, like we've seen with Eric Miller and Cam Acoin, and I mean, Laskowski's a 20-year-old now, so it's a bit of a different story, but you see these former Crusaders go on, get elevated minutes with other teams, and they're allowed to kind of flex their muscles a little bit and strut their stuff, and I expect that's what we'll see from Rodgy when he heads to Olds. I think this is a guy who's going to be in the AJHL as a 20-year-old as well. He just kind of has that makeup. I think as he gets more experience and more opportunity in Olds, he's going to be a great player, and obviously the Crusaders thanked both he and his family for their time with the organization. A couple other areas that we need to touch on. NHL Central Scouting put out their watch list for the year. In total, there are 5 AJHL products, a couple in Spruce Grove, one up in Fort McMurray, and of course, the 2 high-end prospects here in Sherwood Park. Carter Savoy was given a B rating by Central Scouting, which tells you they project him to be a second or third round pick. Makes a ton of sense, but if he keeps ripping up the league the way he is right now and playing the style of hockey that he does, I think we're probably looking at more of a second round pick for Carter Savoy at this point, maybe even early in that second round if he keeps pushing. And Michael Benning was also in there, but rated a C, which according to the legend on their chart tells you he's going to be a 4th to 6th round pick. That's how they kind of project him. I think he's going to rise a bit too. That's a guy who I've said a bit, I wouldn't be surprised if he's not Cale Makar territory. I don't think he's going top 5 in a draft or anything like that. But I think he's going to push his way into the second, early second, late first round. I think someone's going to see him as a smooth skating, smart defenseman. He's heady. He knows what he's doing with the puck. He never panics. And the offense is starting to come along as well. He's the AJHL's leading defenseman in terms of points. That's going to move up. I don't think he's going rounds 4 to 6. I think he's going rounds 2. I think him and Savoy could both go in the second round, very realistically. Benning was also named the AJHL's Alberta Four Dealers Defensive Player of the Week. Like I said, he leads all the AJHL in defensive scoring, 15 points in 10 games. Just doing the math off the top of my head, that projects like a 75-80 point season, somewhere around there for Benning. I think he'll get it. He's currently on a 6-game point streak, and on that road trip, he put up 5 points in 3 very tough road games as well. So a ton of positives around Benning and Savoy, given the Central Scouting and the Defensive Player of the Week nod for Benning. So lots of good stuff to get to. As I mentioned, a lot of good role players this year stepping up for the Sherwood Park Crusaders, and one of those role players is Nick Magus. He joins me now on Inside the Crew, btihockey.com, and the Wing Column Sports Network. Nick, the kind of official start to your AJHL career. I know you had 4 games last year, but you guys are winning a ton. Your group is playing an exciting, high-flying style of hockey. Just kind of your overall thoughts on your first month with the Crusaders.
Yeah, personally, I think the first few games into the year are good so far. I wouldn't say they're bad for me personally, but definitely some getting used to coming to my rookie year in the league, and obviously the team's doing pretty good. We have a 9-1 start to the season, so that's always fun to be a part of, and looking forward to the rest of the year.
You mentioned, you know, there is a little bit of getting used to, a bit of a learning curve. You were a point-a-game scorer in Midget and Bantam, if I read your stats page correctly. What kind of adjustments have you had to make going from, I mean, being a goal scorer at the younger levels to having maybe a bit more of a bottom six role here with the Crusaders?
Yeah, it's always different going into a new league, and the adjustment period's always different for whatever league you're going into. And just buying into my role this year is obviously something different that I wasn't a part of the last 2 years, but it's super fun to be a part of, and I'm liking my role so far this year.
In the first 10 games of the year, like, you've played in all of them. There hasn't been a scratching or anything like that. How much has that kind of helped, just coming in and through a month and a half, just being an everyday player and getting that consistent opportunity?
Yeah, it's awesome to be a part of. We have a tight-knit group inside the dressing room, and we have such a deep team where anyone can play on any given night and be a part of a good winning team. So for me to be a part of all 10 of those games is exciting for me, and I want to be in the lineup every night, putting my best foot forward and helping the team try to win.
You put your best foot forward, as I butcher that, in the season opener. You got your first career goal in that one. Just take us through that goal. What do you remember, and how good did it feel to get that first one out of the way early?
Yeah, the first game was kind of nervous for me, playing in front of a big crowd, and you know, I wanted to get that first goal out of the way early, and doing that in the first game was pretty exciting. I was on a 2-on-1, and I was a far side winger, so I just drove hard to the net and was lucky enough to get a good pass from my winger there and just slam it home.
What's that been like playing in front of some of the crowds in the AJHL? You mentioned like the season opener was a really good turnout. Sherwood Park typically throughout the year, and especially, I don't know if you ever saw during the playoffs last year, but they are packing that building. But early on here, what's it been like to kind of play in front of some good crowds?
Oh, yeah, it's super exciting. We haven't been able to be home that much so far this year, but we got some big home games coming up, so it's super exciting. You know, playing in front of big crowds every night is definitely more fun than not playing in front of big crowds. So, and honestly, it makes everything more exciting around the rink and inside the dressing room, and everyone gets more excited for big games when the rink's packed.
You mentioned you guys haven't been on home ice very much. Your first ever 3-3 road trip in the AJHL was this past weekend. Just kind of how much of a grind was that?
Yeah, it was my first 3-3 in the league, so it was definitely tough. Lots of boys get banged up, and you know, the flu's going around, so it's definitely tough. And we were glad to come 2-1 out of the weekend, but obviously we would have liked to come 3-0, but that's just the way she goes sometimes. And it was fun to be a part of, and we're looking forward to get home.
You mentioned flu bug going around, guys getting banged up early in the year. Like, you guys were 8-0 going into that, or 7-0 going into that weekend, but you kind of have that little bit of adversity and still grind your way to that 2-1 record on the road trip. Does that adversity and going out on the road and getting some wins where you really have to grind, does that kind of bring you guys as a group closer together?
Oh, for sure. We didn't think we were going to not lose a game all year. So the way we handled ourselves after that first loss there on the weekend and bounced back Sunday was huge for our group. And obviously going 7-0 into a 3-3, you want to come out 10-0, but finishing 9-1 isn't the worst thing in the world. So we regrouped good from that weekend. We learned lots, and like I said, we're excited to get home and look forward to these upcoming home games.
For you, you're obviously still very early in your junior hockey career, but these things kind of fly by. Time comes at you quick. Have you given any thought to what you want to do next after junior hockey? Is it an NCAA thing? Is it a CIS thing? Have you kind of considered any of those options? Have you started talking to any schools or anything?
Personally, I've not started talking to any schools so far this year. Me personally, I want to achieve NCAA scholarship and better my education going forward with hockey. I love hockey, and my biggest goal coming into playing in the Alberta Junior Hockey League is to play NCAA Division I hockey.
Perfect. Really appreciate your time here today, Nick. It's been a great start to your AJHL career. We look forward to having you on a bit more.
Awesome. Thank you, Tyler.
Perfect. And a big thanks to Nick for his time. He mentioned how tough that road trip was for the team. Obviously, you want to go 3-0. Obviously, you want to put your best foot forward every night. But in a league like the AJHL, you're not winning every single game. It's more or less impossible. But it was nice to see how they bounced back. And he kind of said that, too. You face a little bit of adversity. It tests you. It pushes you. And you see how you respond. The Crusaders responded well. And they'll look to keep that response going this week. They're finally back on home ice. And here's what's coming up. This Friday, they will host the Fort McMurray Oil Barons 7 o'clock puck drop. I will not have your crew wrap. Devin Horn will be bringing you that immediately as the buzzer goes. Saturday, 7 o'clock, they're taking on one of the hottest teams in the AJHL, the Drumheller Dragons. They're currently on a 4-game win streak. Again, 7 o'clock puck drop from the Sherwood Park Arena, so don't forget to go grab your tickets. Devin will also have your crew wrap there on btihockey.com. And Monday, they will host Drayton Valley. It's a Thanksgiving showdown between the Crusaders and Thunder. Puck drop goes at 2:15, I think, just after 2 o'clock, somewhere around there. And I'll have your crew wrap for that one. So a little bit of a Thanksgiving special as the Crusaders return to home ice, looking to hold on to top spot in the AJHL's North Division. I want to thank you for tuning in. This has been Inside the Crew on BTIHockey.com and, of course, the Win Column Sports Network. I'm Tyler Yaremchuk, and I will talk to you next week.